Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your midday brief for Tuesday, July 5th. I'm Trinanery for the Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks fell in early trading as investors' concerns about slowing economic growth overshadowed reports that President Biden is expected to roll back some tariffs on Chinese imports. By late morning, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down about 700 points, or 2.2%. The S&P 500 was off 2%, and the tech-focused NASDAQ was down just over 1%. Meanwhile, the euro is nearing a 20-year low against the U.S. dollar. The bloc's currency fell 1.2% against the dollar to trade at its lowest level since late 2002, according to FactSet. European policymakers usually tend to welcome a weaker currency, which helps to boost the region's exports by lowering their cost in international markets. But a weak euro can drive up inflation because it increases import prices. And WNBA star Brittany Griner is making a direct plea to President Biden, asking him in a handwritten letter to work for her freedom. Griner has been jailed in Russia since mid-February following her arrest on drug charges. Her trial began last week, and she faces up to 10 years in prison if convicted. The White House says Griner is being wrongfully detained, and it's using all available means to free her. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.